Hello, this is Josh Gondelman. No, I'm sorry, I'm Josh Gondelman, and this is Make My Day, a comedy game show. The world is a bad place, and this show is designed to make it just a little bit better for just a few minutes. Each week, I play a game with one guest who is guaranteed to win because they're the only contestant. As the game progresses, I assign the contestant points based on how much their individual answers cheer me up. And at the end, the winner and I each give a pep talk to a person or entity or idea of our choice, because this isn't all about me, it's just mostly about me. The winner, of course, also wins a grand prize of a $100 donation to the cause of their choice, and that's all the preamble necessary. Our contestant and guest today is a stand-up comedian whose new comedy album, AKA, is available wherever you purchase and or listen to albums. Please welcome to the show, Mike Kaplan. Hi, Mike.
Thank you so much for having me, Josh. This is delightful. You are great. We are friends, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I like when you intro me back.
Oh, yeah. You might know Josh from this being his podcast, him being a person I've known for a long time, and a comedian that I've loved, Josh Gondelman. Take it away.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here hosting my podcast. How are you? How are you holding up?
Great question that I have answered a lot in these days, both a lot each time it's asked and a frequent number of times. Mm-hmm. So I've gotten real good at answering it.
Sounds like you're stalling.
Mostly, one of the ways that I am is grateful to be asked that question by a caring friend, a thoughtful face. You know, your face is so thoughtful.
Thank you. I have a lot of forehead to furrow when I'm thinking about things. So it gives me the kind of impression of like, oh, his brain must be extra wrinkly on the inside.
When people ask, like, what are you up to these days? My answer is generally answering the question, how are you, extensively.
Okay. Well, this is terrific. We are going to jump now into our game. Today's game is called Better Known As. Your album is called AKA, which often stands for Also Known As, and so you have some experience renaming things. In today's game, I will give you the names of things that exist, and you'll give me better names for them, hence Better Known As. As always, I will assign points based on how much your answers delight me personally. Mike, are you ready to play Better Known As?
I am ready to play Better Known As. May I offer that the game could just be called Also Known As?
Ooh, okay. Sure.
I'm not saying that it would be better or that any of my answers will be better, but they definitely will be also.
Honestly, 4 points just for an attempted renaming of the game. This is the first time in Make My Day history someone has scored points before the game has started, and I think that deserves note.
And have you thought about calling the show Make My Day Better? This is, I'll take my answer off air.
Make my day better. That was the cut line from Dirty Harry. Oh. Like, go ahead. Make my day better. Bring me flowers at work.
I feel similar. I feel a kinship and I'm ready to start the game.
Thank you for bringing me back on track. The first thing that you will be renaming is the solar system.
The solar system. I've had a lot of experience living in the solar system. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this is a thing that I've thought about before, that the Milky Way is the name of our galaxy. Earth is the name of our planet. All the planets in the solar system have a name. The sun is kind of a name for the sun. But the solar system is just the kind of thing that it is. It doesn't even really have a name. And so I'm excited to offer it this name. I call the solar system now my space top 8 or 9.
That's perfect.
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. I love it. That is right out of the gate. We're talking a 25-point answer. Tremendous work. I love the way you're starting out.
Ooh, wow. I don't know what the scale is, but that the way that you said it makes it sound like it's good.
That is how the game works. It is heavily inflection-based. Okay. The next thing you'll be renaming is the Titanic, the boat, and or the movie Titanic.
I'm a big and fan, so I think I'm gonna go with the and option unless I don't come up with one.
Terrific choice.
For both. So I'll say the horrible catastrophe. And now for what to rename the ship.
Boom. Take that. Former highest grossing film in history.
But sincerely, I will sincerely offer perhaps the boat, the name, the SS Humility. maybe that would have helped in some way. I don't know if you can change history. And I'll call the movie The Relationship.
Love them both. I love the SS humility because either it would work, right? It would remind the crew to be humble, or it would just be a wicked ironic boat crash.
Oh, yeah.
then they would have to posthumous. Is that what they say when a boat crashes? Do you say posthumous? If so, let's posthumously rename it the SS Irony or the SS Hubris.
Or the SS Posthumility.
That is a perfect answer. We're talking 22 points.
Ooh,
just
thank you.
Excellent work. Again, impeccable. The next thing you'll be renaming is REM Sleep.
Now, my first inclination is to call it Michael Stipe Sleep. Just by association, of course, REM Sleep. I don't know that much about what's technically going on in the brain while it's happening, but I do know a little bit about what's technically going on in the band REM. And I know that REM's lead singer, Michael Stipe, gets most of the remembering. So I'm gonna call it Peter Buck, Mike Mills, Bill Berry Sleep.
That's brilliant work. An excellent answer. 20 points there, apportioned evenly for each member of REM that you named. I think that's only fair.
Thank you.
The next thing you will be renaming is NSYNC.
NSYNC, another group that I, of course, know all the names of all the members to. So if we were going to go a similar path that I renamed REM Sleep, and why wouldn't we? I would call NSYNC JC, Shazay, and the gang.
Now, what made you pick JC?
I will say that JC is the member of NSYNC whose name I was previous to now. Least he's the one I learned most recently.
Okay, perfect. That is a 15-point answer.
Can I give you my alt as well?
Of course.
I call NSYNC Justin Timber and the Lakes.
Not bad. That's an extra 2 points.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now it's time for you to rename badminton.
This one, I think the answer is right there. There's clearly good mitten,
yep.
Better mitten, or best mitten, or best smitten. Or if we want to go a little outside the box, I'll call it easier tennis.
That is a wonderful answer, a beautiful answer, and a 19-point answer. The next entity you'll be renaming is Stephen King, the author.
Stephen King, I rename King of All Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Or, depending what book you're looking at, Bachman of All Richards.
That's a deep cut, which is something you'll find in a lot of Stephen King books.
Yeah, that's why I don't read them. I only like shallow cuts.
You prefer horror that is like paper cut based.
Oh, I actually don't even like that.
Yeah, that's bad too. It's all bad. Great. That is a 23-point answer and a terrific one.
Thank you.
And next, you'll be renaming Ursa Major, the constellation.
This one is legitimately ripe for renaming. Call it Big Bear and they'll definitely get more tourism.
Yeah, just people from LA showing up for the weekend.
Yeah, this isn't how I remember it, but it's cool. It's a little darker, depending when you're going, but I stand by that answer, but also offer Ursa just right.
Aw, that's sweet. Then what would you call Ursa Minor?
Ursa just right also. Like, look who's talking to.
That is a major answer befitting of a major constellation that is worth 28 points. The next thing you'll be renaming, ladles.
Ladles. I'll first say, this name is perfect. Am I right, ladles? Then I'll also offer, it's sort of a ladle is kind of a big spoon.
Mm-hmm.
But the big spoon is already something that refers to a sleeping position or an in-bed position or wherever you want a spoon, which is funny because also, I know that you didn't ask me to do this, but the big spoon is usually the same size as the little spoon. Like when a spoon is resting in a spoon, you can only do that when the spoons are exactly the same size. So a big spoon rest with a little spoon resting on it, we're getting a little far afield.
But so really what you're saying, the big spoon in the colloquial term is just the back spoon.
Yes, the back spoon and the front spoon, or the just right spoon and the just right spoon also, which evokes my other name. Ladle is perfect. I do love the word ladle, but I also offer Slurpa Major.
Slurpa Major. Love it. That is a 17 point answer.
Oh, yeah.
I also like that because that evokes the idea of drinking directly out of a ladle.
I mean, in these days, like, who knows?
Yeah, where people are eating on all sorts of things these days. Okay, next question. What is a better name for selfies?
This is going to be complex because you've heard of memes, right?
Yes.
Memes, spelled M-E-M-E-S. But I think that would be the perfect name if it were pronounced memes for selfies.
That is terrific. That is an 18-point answer for memes, 9 points for each me.
Thank you.
I like that there's two me's in it.
Oh yeah. It's the me that's taking the picture and the me that's the subject and the object of the picture. I didn't even think of that, but that is now why I said it.
Perfect. The next thing you will be renaming is Secretariat, the horse.
Ah, I'm happy to do this, and I'm happy to offer, again, a few options. Number one, I hope that you don't edit this podcast so that the repetitive callbacks don't make any sense, but I offer as Secretariat the horse, Horsa Major, and like one of the most major horses I've ever heard of.
Totally.
What other horses are there? Bojack. And then Bojack even talked about Secretariat frequently, but I will offer as a new name for Secretariat the horse, Administrative Assistantiate the horse.
Incredible. I love it. Each answer is worth 10.5 points for a total of 21 points on that answer. Wonderful work. Next, you'll be renaming Tuxedos.
I have a thought that delights me. Why not call Tuxedos Benedict Cumberbuns?
That sounds good. I feel like he probably wears them a lot.
Yes. I mean, I do. The only issue with that is that the cummerbund is not the whole tuxedo, but that would be certainly a thing that would perhaps evoke enough of it.
Yeah. Especially if you just renamed cummerbunds Benedict Cumberbuns. I don't think that gets you a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's just the name of the thing plus more.
Yes. Yeah. If you had said rename cummerbund, then that would have been a lackluster answer. But I think that this does not lack luster. I think this adds a little bit of luster.
Yeah. This is definitely a luster pluster.
Ooh, a luster plus. Like, what a great name for like the positive version of a clusterfuck.
Like, oh man, this meeting was a disaster. It was a real clusterfuck. And I thought it was okay. It was kind of a luster plus.
Yeah.
14 points for that answer. You have successfully renamed Tuxedos much better than the original name. I love it.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
No problem. Next, I would like you to rename Sex and the City.
Sex and the City. I've thought about this show a lot. I've loved the show. And so I offer these few answers. Carrie and the Carrots, Goldilocks and the Three Friends of Hers, or Fast and the Furious 9.
I love them all. You have given me several better names for Sex and the City, and that is worth 16 points to me right now. I'm delighted. The final thing I would like you to rename better today is Cirque du Soleil.
Here are a few options. Number one option, and in no particular order, other than I think the last one is, I think they're all fun in their own way, actually. I love all of these as though they are my children, and I have no children, so I hope that doesn't make people with children feel like, what's a child? You know, just an idea you think about and then forget.
You know, something you spend 12 to 15 seconds creating.
Yeah. Okay. First option for Cirque du Soleil, Gumby and Pokey. How about Bend Folds 5 or more?
Like that?
How about Cool Flexes but Okay?
I would even say Weird Flexes but Okay works.
Oh yeah, is that let me take that one again. Weird Flexes but Okay.
Love it.
Oh man. I also love it. And finally, I offer you Circus of What's at the Center of My Space Top 8 or 9.
There it is. We put a button on the whole thing.
I like that the first question was that, and the last question was this.
You know, my brain did it by accident, but I'd like to pretend it was on purpose.
And I'm happy to pretend along with you. What else is life and making each other feel better than pretending that we do feel better at faking it until we are, in fact, making it?
That is a 12-point answer. It's a combination of several 3 to 5-point answers that add up to 12. I'm not going to get into the details. There's no need to get into the weeds about this show. It's all pretty complicated.
you have closed out an incredibly strong round of Better Known As, Also Known As, Also Known As. You now have a total score of 254 points, which is the highest all-time score in Make My Day history. Just incredible news, a wonderful day. How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel grateful. And I do feel like I was excited to get to have this conversation with you, my friend, Josh.
And I feel just likewise. This is a real pleasure. And I'm so happy you were here to do this. As the grand prize winner of this week's Make My Day, you have won a $100 donation to the cause of your choice. Mike, where will the money be going?
There is a plant-based food-giving charity called Chili's on Wheels. Chili's, spelled like the restaurant, but I don't think that it is related to the restaurant. But it's also spelled like the peppers. Chilis on wheels.org. They are helping in specific ways during the COVID challenge that we all face now. And also, at other times, they help people who need food get plant-based food.
That's wonderful. What a great cause. Great choice. We'll be back in a second with Pep Talks. But first, a quick different thing. If you're looking for an escape from the news, how about a podcast where someone interviews inanimate objects? On Everything is Alive from PRX's Radiotopia, host Ian Chillog talks to guests such as a can of cola, a grain of sand, a subway seat, and a chainsaw about their lives. I was actually on this podcast and I played the chainsaw and it was so fun, and I'm actually really proud of how it came out. So go listen to that one, see if you like it. Listen to more. Time Magazine called Everything is Alive laugh out loud funny, surprisingly informative, and often moving, a profound pleasure. Find Everything is Alive wherever you get your podcasts. I really suggest you give it a shot. Okay, back to Make My Day. Finally, for this week, the pep talk. Each of us will give a pep talk to the person or group of our choice, and I'll go first. My pep talk is for people who have jobs as characters at theme parks and have not been able to go to work. It can be so demoralizing to be without a job. And I imagine there's a special unsettled feeling about waiting to see whether it's safe to start a job or restart a job that's kind of an ersatz version of the thing you'd rather be doing. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you love hosting high tea for four-year-olds while dressed as one of the many princesses popularized by a company whose wrath I will not incur by naming them specifically. Maybe wearing a mascot suit allows you to spend your time on the clock fully anonymous and with your literal and metaphorical interior life uninterrupted. But maybe you're worried about going back to your job taking pictures with strangers and putting your classical dance training to use during a parade where everyone is looking at the fireworks anyway, and your friends from drama school are getting cast as understudies in Broadway shows and hanging out with Alan Cumming at night. Whichever way you feel, it's okay. You're not defined by your job. And in this case, the job you're not even doing right now. You are capable of so much. You've trained and prepared. You're not putting off living your dreams. This buildup and weird experience is part of it. No matter how much it feels like you're babysitting crying toddlers for 90 seconds at a time, no matter how long this gig lasts, you'll have made some kids' dreams come true. And sure, scarred a few other kids for life. And you'll have a story everyone wants to hear at dinner parties forever. And that's something you can look forward to. Mike, I would love to hear your pep talk.
I'm happy to give it. Yours is beautiful and seems almost literary. And
Thank you.
Mine will be a little more, whatever the spoken, non-as-prepared version of literary is. It could be for anyone. It could be for myself. And I'll say it could be for artists or non-artists or people in these times who feel like they could be doing more or different things. But so that's the general audience for this pep talk. You are nothing and you are everything. And whichever one of those things you feel like you resonate with more, think about the other one also, because it's equally true. In a way, you are, if you're like, I'm nothing, I'm insignificant, I'm not accomplishing things, like you are alive, you are here, you do exist, you're a listener of this podcast, you do things, and things, especially as we record this during a global pandemic, one of the things we've been asked to do is, if you can, stay at home and almost do nothing. By doing nothing, you are doing something. you are being, in a way, a hero. If you are going out and working, that is really something. If you have a job at a grocery store or a hospital or anywhere else making deliveries at a drugstore, like there are people who are doing literally, legitimately essential jobs that without which everything would potentially fall apart. And also, it's very helpful. It used to be a hero that you had to run into a burning building to help the people in that building. Now, to be a hero of a kind, all you have to do is stay in your own building more, almost all the time. The more you stay in your building, the more of a hero you are.
Thank you. That's so lovely. That, I would say, is just as literary, if not more so, than mine. And it's beautiful and spiritual. I think that's a wonderful pep talk for people that I think might really want to hear something like that and really need to hear something like that. And with that, our show has concluded. This has been Make My Day. I'm your host, Josh Gondelman. Thank you once again to this week's contestant and champion, Mike Kaplan. Mike, where can people find you and your work?
Thank you so much for having me and for offering that lovely prompt. My name is Mike Kaplan, spelled M-Y-Q-K-A-P-L-A-N. If you search for me anywhere you think that a comedian's name might be found, MikeKaplan.com, any of the social medias, my new album, as Josh, you thoughtfully shared up top, I will share here. It's called AKA. It is on the record label Blonde Medicine, blonde with an E, medicine with an E, .com/AKA, or look for, you found a podcast. You can definitely find an album. It's called AKA. My name is Mike Kaplan. My podcast is Broccoli and Ice Cream. Josh was a wonderful guest. You could listen to that episode for a way in. And I have a bunch of other albums and I do things. If you go to my website and social media, you'll find out about them. Thank you so much, Josh.
Thank you so much, Mike. Go look for his stuff, listeners. It's also wonderful and funny and smart and like heartwarming. Mike has won $100 for Chili's on Wheels, which you are also free to donate to if you would like. I will put that in the show notes if you're interested in donating. And as always, if you have your own answers to today's game, which was better known as, AKA also known as, tweet them at me at Josh Gondelman. Tweet them at Mike at Mike Kaplan. Sometimes they say don't tweet at the guests, but you kind of brought this, you brought this on yourself.
I accept.
With what you said on this podcast and the rest of your life. Make My Day is a Radio Point production, produced by Houston Snyder and Naomi Steinberg, executive produced by Alex Bach, Rich Corson, and Daniel Powell. If you like the show, please rate and review it as highly as your conscience allows. We'll be back next week. Until then, have several nice days.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.